I think you have to be pretty happy with your defensive effort overall tonight. First half was pretty good first half, 24-7, and then Colby kind of came out with the punch back in the second half, and you're able to withstand their charges there in that second half.
You know, I guess I was happy with our defense at some points, but I guess I just felt like we had fouls where we shouldn't even have been in that area. And I just felt like just because we have a big lead, that doesn't mean we're invincible. And, you know, that should have scared us, honestly, because Colby is a good team. They're not going to just lay down. They're never going to lay down. And we should definitely learn about that and get better, not do that again.
Foul trouble was a very integral part for your team tonight there, especially with Lindy. Unfortunate foul, fourth foul just seconds into the third quarter. He had to pretty much set her out for most of that second half, and Colby kept chipping away at the lead there, but they could get no closer than 8, which was late in the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, when we have Lindy or Emily sitting out with fouls, I mean, it's a totally different team, and I don't think that's any secret to anyone. And so Lindy and Emily, they can control that themselves. I mean, every once in a while, you're going to get a foul underneath the basket, but after a while, you got to just be smart and don't put yourself in situations where they're going to call it. And, you know, we've got to get smarter with that as the year ends.
Well, defensively, hold Hallie Vaughn to 2 points tonight, which is pretty impressive. Brooklyn Jones ended up with 12 for Colby, but they didn't hit a three till late in the ball game, and I think that was a big thing here. Also, you know, just kind of some turnovers in that second half and just some big steals for Colby there, and you were able to dodge some of their bullets there.
You know what? I really want to talk about Madison Chaplin and her defense. I mean, Hallie Vaughn had 2 points because of Madison. Madison is such an amazing defender. She knows exactly where she's supposed to be. She knows her assignment. And you know what? Madison just commands the floor on offense and defense, but tonight it was her defense that certainly helped us out.
And it's been really that way probably for the second straight game against Colby with Madison.
I mean, honestly, it's been Madison's life, really. Yeah. I mean, she knows who she's going to guard. She knows what she needs to do. And, you know, her defense is so invaluable to our team. And I know that doesn't get noticed by a lot of people, but it's something that I can't thank her enough for doing.
Now, maybe this wake-up call for you guys in the second half is big because of the game that you guys have with Ulysses on Tuesday night, an opportunity to get sole possession in the first place with two games to go.
You know what? That's true. I understand. I mean, we just have to know. We have to put together a complete game. I mean, the game is not over at halftime.
No.
And I know we're not used to being up by that much, especially against teams like Colby, but you know what, we've got to get smart and just keep the pace, and we certainly did not keep the pace the second half.
Well, you guys get the victory here, get to 12-5 on the year and stay atop the sub-state standings. Coach Sarah McCormick joined me. Thanks again for joining me here, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.